Yes or no? Would you marry this guy?
Ujambo.
How about this man? Sounds sexy and smart?
Ujambo.
Would this guy be a good dad?
Ujambo.
All important questions. But would you choose a mate based on something as simple as voice? That's what anthropologist Karen Apicella wanted to answer. So she flew halfway around the world to Tanzania and spent her summer studying the Hadza community. The Hadza people live simply. Women dig for tubers and pick berries, while men collect honey and hunt with traditional bows. Apicella was curious to see if voice pitch had any influence on mate preference, while acknowledging that it was just one in a matrix of factors. So, one by one, Apicella invited over 100 adults into her Land Rover and recorded them saying hello in Swahili. From there, she had the men and women listen to 8 voices each, 4 from the Hadza community.
Ujambo.
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 And 4 from Britain, like these.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air,
they act as a prism and form a rainbow.
As Apicella explains, each person was asked to make a choice.
So I had the Hadza in different camps listen to these voices of the same individual, the higher-pitched voice one and lower-pitched voice one, and I just asked them, you know, which one do you prefer?
That is, who would they marry based on what they heard? Apicella found women preferred men with lower voices, and men favored women with higher-pitched voices.
And then I asked them some unusual questions, like, which woman do you think is a better gatherer, who collects the most food? And we found that the men actually thought the women with the lower-pitched voice or the deeper voices actually were better gatherers.
The same was true for women. A majority said men with deeper voices were better hunters. Apicella also discovered that lower-pitched men have more children than their squeaky, high-pitched counterparts. But she says the explanation for that might be more complicated.
It could be that these men have greater access to mates. And so maybe these men that have deeper voices have higher levels of testosterone. Maybe they're better hunters, and they're able to bring more food home to their wives.
All of this brings us to an even bigger question. Do these findings say anything about gender and relationships outside of Tanzania? We decided to test it out on a few of the many interns that take Washington, D.C. by storm each year. In a classroom in Adams Morgan, we asked several women to express a preference.
Ujambo.
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 First reaction, which one of these gentlemen would you marry?
Probably the first one.
I mean, the first one, I guess.
The kind of funny-sounding one?
The first one.
Why?
Because he's smooth and not aggressive.
It seemed less scary, the voice.
You know, the other guy seemed kind of drunk and old.
Well, the other two were sort of Ujambo, and this one was Ujambo, and I like that.
Can I hear them again?
This sample is noticeably small, but it's worth mentioning that not one of those women chose the man with the lowest voice. Apparently in this crowd, falsetto is all the rage. For Intern Edition, I'm Sean Bowditch.